All right, folks, I'll call the board back in session, executive session is over, and nothing was said or done what's the language you're supposed to use?
Took no formal action and did not.
No formal action, there you go.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
I recommend, should we first take up resolution G-1412, of which we have backup documentation that's been distributed to the board, since it's in order in our packet? Or would you prefer to do G-1411 first?
I would prefer 11.
Okay.
First.
Mr. Chair, members have a revised G-1411 that's been distributed. I would move G-1411 that members have page 1, 2, and 3 with an amendment on page 2 where it is blank under section 1 to insert the word and the number 4.5 million. Mr. Chair, I think the key here is we appreciate the work people are doing to bring the diverse groups together and the work that needs to be done, particularly on the PAD, which is ADA's responsibility. We understand that as projects are moving, the players and the teams and the groups are evolving. But given that the PAD is particularly our responsibility as an organization, I'd like to encourage staff and recognize the language here, or with another contractor that the executive director selects, that the process we want to see from staff in relationship with our preferred partner is improved for how to manage through the work around these contracts, these selections, and ultimately the expenditure of the dollars. So with that, Mr. Chair, that's why I've supported the language here in section 1 and the number getting us to a step forward, and would encourage the board to support the amended resolution.
Thank you, Mike. More comments from board members? Susan?
Support the amendment, support the emphasis, and we recognize we have at the very early stage everything we do flows into the cost, and cost will affect demand and conversion. So just even on small, early things, wanted to be as sharp as possible.
Thank you. All right, so there's no objection to substitution? All right, questions before us? Resolution G-14-11 as substituted and amended. Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Wilkin.
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Polowski.
Yes.
Ms. Nygaard.
Yes.
Mr. Hughes.
Yes.
Commissioner Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Dick.
Yes.
Mr. Bruce.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Chair, then I'd move resolution G-1412.
Second. Thank you. Okay, resolution G-1412 is before us. It's authorizing the purchase of Spectrum Alaska LLC and something. To be determined, I guess.
Ted? Yes, Chair. Resolution of Alaska Industrial Development at Support Authority G-1412 would authorize ADA to purchase the Spectrum Alaska LLC, which owns the lease on a pad that we now believe that would be more cost-effective and efficient in moving forward with the project. And we have Mark Davis and Catherine Black here to answer any questions that the board may have on this resolution and the member purchase agreement that has been handed out to you.
Thank you.
Catherine, Mark?
Questions from the board? First, I'd like to thank you for your efforts on, I know it was a challenge to compare pads in the beginning, apples to apples, oranges, so to speak. So I thank both of you for your efforts in doing this. I believe it's well done and it's worthwhile. I mean, it's an economic benefit to the project. And with that, I will open up the questions from board members. Any questions?
Call for the question.
Questions? No. Bryn?
Mr. Wilkins?
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Pawlowski?
Yes.
Ms. Nygaard?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Commissioner Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Dick?
Yes.
Mr. Cruz?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Let's see. I think that concludes under new business. So now we're to item 8, director's comments.
Yes, Chair.
You better make it quick.
Chair, that's the reports are in there, and if there's any questions, I'm glad to answer them. That's my comments, Chair.
Is there any questions?
I appreciate his comments.
All right. Any board comments? Gary?
So, can we move to June 2nd, Monday meeting?
Second.
I suggest I just throw on the table June 4th, Wednesday.
Any objection? All right, let's move to June 4th.
Thank you.
Any other comments, sir?
Mr. Chair, just really quickly before we go, previous board meeting I brought up just a notice in the delinquency rate in our loan portfolios, and would like to remind the board that it's come back to a more normal number in the last few months, and just appreciate putting that on the record.
Well, I'd like to thank the board members today for their efforts for the morning session and the afternoon session and the patience. Look forward to continuing progressing the Interior Energy Project and working with NWH. Appreciate them giving us an update. We look forward to an update in June. I also look forward, Ted, that we get 2 week updates to the board.
You bet.
Status. And I think that would be helpful.
And, Chair, just to let the board know that to keep on track, we are going to give an update tomorrow, so we keep on the 2 weeks. Right. So just so you go, what the heck is Leonard doing here after we just met? But we will have one tomorrow, and my staff and my communications team is dedicated to ensuring that we keep to the 2 week reporting.
And thank you to staff and consultants and utility companies and everybody that's spent the day with us here today. For this very important project. Thank you very much for participating. With that, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Thank you. Thank you.